learn. I guess I'm surprised. Your man's never do no wrong. You find so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the wish, then why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, you might be the reason.
Let's go.
Woo! Trying to go our separate ways. And we're back and forth like a swinging door. And the mind's like yesterday. And some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. And then you go and tell your friends.
What?
You can hear that, Rosie?
What is happening?
You can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Is that all right?
It's cool.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock Blues Talk Talk. You got your boy, Ye. I'm interviewing Rosie today, a friend of mine. It's not too much of a conversation with everyone else, but I will bring him up afterwards. But I do want to get my dear friend, Rosie, to the spotlight. She's doing all right. This is still a problem.
Wow.
Okay, how's it going? What's up, Mo, up there? She's always supportive. I love you, Mo. I love you, Mo. A lot of these times, right now, sometimes I have open rooms and stuff, but I'm trying to build my podcast. It's the 4 in the Club Rooftop Talk. You can see me on every platform. Hear me on every platform. And now I have a YouTube channel. Rose, I'm asking you to put your link up there for your podcast because, people know you on Clubhouse. You was very quiet when the 4 in the Club Rooftop Talk Club opened some years ago. And now you have gone to a point to where you have your own podcast. And it's nothing like what you hear on Clubhouse.
No, it's not. It's not.
And that's the thing I love about it. You don't have to come from an area where it's so cantankerous and cantankerous on an app and go and try to spread that and act like real life doesn't happen. Yours is more of what? Do you want to explain your podcast? I want you to give us your Instagram and everything where they can see you at and you know things. You go ahead.
Well, yes. So my podcast is called After Hours, Let's Talk. And my podcast talks about just life experiences and being able to navigate through those experiences, the things that we go through on a daily basis, and finding more positive ways to deal with them, to push through and to still get to where you want to be. Simply because I realized that in today's society, in today's world, we all have a very bad habit of dealing with the things that we go through in negative ways. We find a lot of negative vices and things to push through. And we don't continue to work on getting where we want to go, accomplishing our goals because, you know, we let life really beat us up at that point. So I'm constantly up, you know, throughout the night. My mind's always going. So I wanted to let people know that they're not alone. We all go through these things, but there are better ways to deal with them, to get through them, and you can still accomplish everything that you want in life. So I interview lots of different people as well on my podcast. We talk about lots of different things and different ways to find help and accomplish your goals. So.
So the first thing I want you to do is put your link up there and for your podcast first.
Find that, John.
Huh?
Okay, let me go get it. Hello.
Okay, and I just want them to. I just want you to give where you come from when it comes down to, when you started from not doing podcasts to right now. I want you to tell me what your experience on Clubhouse because that's basically where you came from. Go ahead.
Well, I started on podcasts it's been 5-6 years now. I got on here and it was more of me just listening to different rooms. I was going into a lot of different rooms, listening to different people. It was very, for me, it was a lot of drama. So I feel like this was like a little soap opera going on here. So I just was on here listening to all the mess. But I started getting involved. I came into your room and started doing more talking because I really wasn't talking on here as much. But I started joining in conversations, came into your room, and then started helping, you know, mod and things like that in your space. So I'm a very neutral person, you guys. I don't really like to get into the messiness and argue with people. I don't like doing none of that. So,
but there were times where you had to put people in check. Lots of times.
There are times you do, you know. And I'm still not. And I'm still not gonna argue with you. Like, I'm not gonna argue with you. I will, you know, right. Shut you down. I'm gonna just go ahead and sit down in the goo because I'm not gonna raise my voice. I'm not about to argue, and I'm not about to argue with no man on here either. You know, so. But there are times where you have to let people know, like, I'm not weak. You know, you're not just going to talk to me any kind of way either, just because right. I'm quiet and I don't really say much of anything, you know. But moving from that, I started, you know, you encouraged me a lot to start doing the podcasting and talking more, you know. So I started up with my podcast and it has been doing very well. I'm really happy. I just finished doing a recording with somebody before we jumped on here. So it's doing really good. I got plenty of episodes up for people to take a look at, listen to. And I hope that my goal is to, I just want to help people, you know. I want people to see the better side of life, the better side of humanity, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you've been off Clubhouse for quite a while now. Mainly when that messy stuff start really happening, but you was already whizzing your way out of it. Are you going to still come at the Clubhouse, or are you just going to keep it on PodMatch?
I think I'm going to come on to Clubhouse. I don't know if I'm going to bring the podcast on here quite yet. I don't know. I got to fill it out again. I see that a lot of things have changed on here, so I'll probably come on here, see how things are going, but I definitely want to keep the positivity, you know. I don't want to have right. to deal with the messiness and the drama.
Yeah, if you have seen what I've been going through on this app for a very long time. It was very nasty. So there it goes. There's the link. How do most of productivity and effective affect you with Allah? Who's that? That's the person that you had. That's the person.
Oh,
that
yeah, that's the episode. Okay, I thought I was doing the... how to be the most productive and effective.
Go ahead, read it.
Yeah, how to be the most productive and effective you with Alan Larazzo. So that was an interview I did with someone. He has his own podcast as well. He has a company mm-hmm. called Next Level University, and he does it with his spouse. But they help That's people. Nice. What they do is help people. Get to the next level in their businesses or whatever they're trying to do in life. So they're like, it's a coaching. They do a lot of coaching. They help people with their podcasting. They help people with everyday life situations. And just to help put you in a better position for yourself to get to where you want to go. So they've been doing it, I think he set up for about 9 to 10 years now.
Mm-hmm. So Rosie is the person that basically was in the background of 400 Club. You know, she was giving ideas and everything like that. And actually, when it comes down to investigating a certain type of business ventures that we had, Rosie go deep into it every single time. And she really found out it's beneficial or conducive to what we have going on. So she's somebody that's very special to me in the 400 Club Rooftop Talk. Rosie, so with your podcast, who are you really targeting? What women, men, young children, who are you really targeting with your podcast?
I don't have a target audience. My target is just people in general. I have episodes for men. I have episodes for women. I have episodes for parents, you single people, married people. It's just about life. You know, we've all been there. Some of us haven't been parents yet. Some of us haven't been married, but I like to talk about all aspects of life. We talk about grief. We talk about trauma. We talk about, you know, finding a better version of yourself or what it feels like to, you know, when you're going through changing, you know, be setting boundaries when you become self-aware and you want, you know, to do better. So I like to hit on a lot of different points with people because
so
I want to help everybody.
Stuff like that. That's what it sounds like.
Well, no, not just relationships. Business, like, cause I have a lot of, I've talked to a lot of business owners, so I have episodes on there with people talking about how to better your business, how to get your business up and off the ground, the different things that you, the roadblocks that you go through, how to get through those things, you know, support system. It's more of a support system for people, I want to say, no matter what you're going through in life, so.
Okay. And so, you know, coming from the Phone Club Rooftop Talk, we talk mostly about, like, relationships and things like that. I have this title up here. Why do women come back after a breakup? You know, some women leave because they want to leave, or they think it's something that there is something better on the other side, that green grass. Why do you think when you deal with someone, a woman deals with a man that has provided certain things of safe place, security, emotionally, and even times financially, that they come back? Why do they come back?
I don't know. For me, from my own personal experience, I have a lot of faith in people. Like, I see the good in people. I can see, and I want better for people. So I think a lot of times women, we love, when we love somebody, we really love them. We want to see them do good. We want to see them excel and succeed in life, you know. But I also think there's a little fear in, you know, having to start over with somebody else, not really knowing, you know, someone else. So we go back to what we know, what we're comfortable with. You know, I'd rather deal with this than have to put up with somebody that I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? So, but when you really love somebody, you know, it's hard to let go. It's hard to walk away because you want to work with that person, especially if that's the person you want in your life. You want that to work out. So we give a lot of chances. We really do. We give a lot of chances. We give a lot of opportunity for a man to show us that they can be better, do good, and treat us right, and us have the life that we want to have with them.
So the thing is, why leave in the first place? Why not just see these things through?
Sometimes you have to step away depending on what's going on in the in your situation, you know. Sometimes it's best to separate yourself from a person in order to work on yourself, and they probably need to work on themselves as well. Sometimes the situation could be violent. Sometimes it, you know, going through a lot of trauma and abuse. Sometimes it's just y'all are in two different places. You may be elevating, or they may be elevating, and you're stuck in a place, you know. So sometimes you got to walk away. But I think once you realize, you know, I love this person, I didn't figure it out, you know, it wasn't just them, it was me, you too, you know, I wasn't being perfect either, you know.
That's big.
You know what I'm saying? It's becoming self-aware, having that self-awareness that I have things that I need to work on as well, you know, and I can probably compromise and we can work through these things. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal, you know what I'm saying? And we can probably push through this. But you have to come to a place where, you know, you understand that if this is what you want, then you go get it, you know. You gotta fight for things. But sometimes you need that space.
Do you think that when a woman comes back, that a man should treat her the same way? Because you left, you absolutely took the high road. You didn't want to deal with me anymore, and you made her feel as though like somebody else was better than me. And then you left. Should a man still treat the woman with the same respect and love that he treated her before she left?
It depends on what they left for. Like, you got to understand what they left for. Like, a lot of people don't sit down and talk about the real reasons why they walked away. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of lying. So being honest about what it is. So if you're leaving to go be with somebody else because you want to be with someone else, because you think that person is going to treat you better, then you got to be honest about that. Especially if the person wasn't doing you wrong. If the person you were with wasn't doing anything to really make you want to leave to go be with someone else, then you're going to have to deal with whatever consequences, whatever boundaries are set if they are going to take you back. Like, you have to do the work to build that person's trust again and to let them understand that you're not going to walk away and go find somebody else because things aren't going your way or you feel like it's not, you know, especially if they're not doing anything to you.
Agree. And the things that I think about, right, when I have these conversations with people on Clubhouse, it's like, we never talk about the real of things. We always talk about some old, somebody else's anecdotal experience, or we talk about more of things that we hear on social media that we see as real. It's not real. It's actually social media. It's not reality. Some of the things are reality, okay? It all depends on who you're dealing with. My thing is, when it comes down to this question, why do women come back? I think about how, you know, family members that I came across, then they broke up, they got back together. They act like this thing is like it's something that's not, like it doesn't really happen, it's not real. In order for you, for me, in order for you to see this person is for you, if you have some type of doubt, you really do have to go out there at times and see what's out there. And people act like it's not normal to accept someone. What do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, I mean, you do have to understand and see if this person is for you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go out there and find somebody else to know if a person is for you, be completely honest with you. How would you know if a person's for you?
How would you know if you don't go out there and see if there's something else?
I mean, how old are you? You've been out there. You was out there seeing the people before you got with this person. That confuses me. Because if you have made a decision to be with this person and you're happy with this person is checking all of the boxes that you wanted, then there's no need to want to go out and see if there's somebody else out there, because they're not checking one box. That don't make sense to me.
Well, the thing is, social media has had it to where everybody wants this elegant, this lavish lifestyle. They think about this lavish lifestyle that everyone is having, right? And so now more than ever, it's easy for you to attract women. For women, it's easy for you to attract men. And do you think it's the lack of discipline that people have nowadays? Because social pressure, there's no social pressure when people just want to go out there and just date, fuck. Do you think it's the lack of discipline that people have? Because I feel as though that would be a lack of discipline and loyalty.
I think that it's very self-centered. Like, if you're playing into social media, because people have to understand, this is social media. This is not, people are portraying something to you. That doesn't mean that that's what's happening in real life. So I think people need to understand what's real and what's being sold to you, because they're selling things to you on social media. They're selling this happy life, this happy thing. But if you go and look at these people in their real life, that's not perfect. It's not perfect. People argue, people have disagreements, people, you know, that's a part of real life. So if you're looking at a fairy tale, then to me, that's just delusional. And it's a lack of intelligence and self-awareness, honestly, because that's not what happens in the real world.
So my thing is this, right? When people always say, you're blocking my blessings. When you're with a person that you feel though is not treating you the right way, you're blocking my blessings. And I'm kidding. I'm pretty sure that when these people are together, they're saying, like, are you my person? No matter what, we're going to stick together and those type of things like that. Why don't people see these as temptation? And it just feels though it's just part of life. Why?
Because they want to believe in the fairy tale. They want to believe in, you know, the happy ending, but they don't want to go through what it takes to get there. Nothing in life comes easy. Nobody ever said what comes to you is going to be easy to get there.
I like that.
It's a lot of hard work. And nobody wants to put the work in. Everybody wants things to come fast and easy and be handed to them.
Mm-hmm. Sure, your tax expert is right for you. Switch to TurboTax Full.
So give us a second, and then we're going to come right back.
Tomorrow you come, girl, I can't wait. It's our anniversary. The first thing I'll do is run straight to you. It's our anniversary. Anniversary. It's our anniversary. It's our anniversary. Anniversary. It's our anniversary. It's our anniversary. And I only made plans to hold your little hand. It's our anniversary, anniversary. Don't judge us, oh my God, we have seen good times. It's our anniversary, anniversary.
Welcome back to the Porno Club Rooftop Talk. It's your boy, Ye. You can catch me on all platforms. iHeartRadio, you can catch me on Apple Podcast. You can catch me on Spotify, ETC, and now I'm on YouTube. At this point, the people that I've interviewed with, what I'll do is I take their character, I take their person, I make an AI twin out of it, and then I put it on my YouTube channel. That's good for you for promotion. Good for me for promotion. And right now, if you want to talk about prices, we can talk about that. If you DM me, if you hit me in the back channel when it comes down to Clubhouse. Now, Rosie, why do women come back? My thing is, when women come back, before women leave, they already judge you as a man. They already weighed you up against the other person. And even if they don't weigh you up against the other person, they still weighed you up against what they want in life. Or not. So how can a man really trust a woman when they're coming back to them?
I mean, trust is something that you gotta find within yourself. Either you're making a conscious decision, you know what I'm saying? You are making a decision to allow somebody back into your life despite whatever it is that the circumstances was for y'all to break up and come back together. So it's honestly just being real with yourself. Are you going to be able to move forward and not linger on the past? Are you going to be able to work together and come to compromises and decisions to work together to make your relationship better than what it was? Do you need to figure out what it was that broke it in the first place? You know? So being able to trust your own self. First and foremost, you got to be able to trust your own self and your own decisions that you're making, and then be able to come together with the person that you're getting with to be able to see if you can continue to trust them. But you got to figure out what the problem was, because a lot of times we don't sit down and we don't really figure out what the actual problem was, so it never gets fixed. So that's where the distrust comes in, because I still don't trust you, but we never talked about the actual problem and worked it out.
Okay, what I think about when it comes down to the actual problem of things, I think about when people are not able to effectively communicate with each other. That's most of the time when people are unloyal, when they're selfish, and I just feel as though at that point, these are the main reasons why people leave. They don't really know how to, like, you know, we always talk about emotional intelligence, but I think that emotional intelligence doesn't have to be, you know, I don't think you have to implement that in every single thing in every situation. Sometimes people are the way they are. You have to just take them as that. So when you split with that person, they want to come back. And what amount of time do you feel as though that this person is worth coming back to you as if they have matured or not? What, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months? Because you never know.
No, you don't know. Everybody has their own time frame, and like we want to rush things, but you do have to have a level of emotional intelligence, because the thing is, when you're talking about communication and effectively communicating, we do have a big problem with that, because the problem with that is that we communicate with people in the way that we need to be communicated with, and we're not learning how to communicate with the person that we're with. We are different people. We communicate differently. We process things differently. We take in information differently. So just because I'm able to understand something in a way doesn't mean that you understand it the same way, or you're able to process it the same way that I am. So I have to learn how to talk to you in a manner in which you can understand and you can put into action what needs to be done. But if you don't have an understanding, I'm still talking to you in a manner in which you don't understand, there's going to always be a problem there because I'm not trying to learn how to communicate with you. Mm-hmm. And because I'm communicating with you the way that I need to be communicated to.
Right. The thing is this, right? We always say this, we always hear this saying, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. So when you're in a relationship, after a while, you feel as though, okay, I gave you some type of social cue for you to understand that, hey, I feel uncomfortable. Hey, we're not communicating enough. Hey, you're not paying me no attention. Automatically, the women feel as though the man should see this already. Do you think that if I'm with you for a while, I should be able to pick up certain things, or do you think everything should be verbally communicated, expressed?
Everything should be communicated. Like I'm a big on teaching people and telling people what it is that I need and how I and how to properly, you know, interact with me, you know. So because you can't expect people to just know. You have to teach people how to treat you and how to deal with you. You know, you have to give people the heads up. You can't just assume that they're supposed to know these things. They're learning you. So it's a learning process. We're learning each other. I think over time, you're able to pick up on those things once you've been with a person for a while and you've learned them and you've learned their little cues and things like that. But that is learned over time. But you definitely have to talk and tell people, you know, hey, these things bother me, or when you do this, this is how it makes me feel, and I react this way. Like, you can't assume that off the top, you know, just from the start that they should just know. No.
Right. And then when I look in the chat right now, HBIC is live in the chat right now, and she put, that's too much work. We need to be on an even playing field. The thing is, people don't want to do the work. They're afraid that if they do the work, someone's going to feel emasculated. Someone will feel like they're taking away their right as women that we've been dealing with a lot when it comes down to social media, right? The thing is, what can we do to better communicate with each other? People are always going to propose therapy. And probably that's a good thing, but besides, a lot of people don't even came before therapy. What would be the best source that you can of people that you can go to have them have this conversation? What do you use? Who do you go to, Rose?
Me personally, I have a therapist that I talk to, but I talk to about through my problems, because the first thing is being self-aware, knowing who you are. The second thing is learning the person that you're with, because as much as we want to be on an even playing field with someone, we're not on even playing fields. We are different people. We've come from different places. We've experienced different things. We've gone through different things. Your playing field is not their playing field. So you have to understand the person that you're with, where they've come from, what they've been through, and how they're able to process through the things that they're doing. Like, so, because sometimes we have to help people learn how to do things differently, because, you know, a lot of us are stuck, you know, we think that, you know, our way is the best way, and we're constantly learning every single day. And if you're not willing to open up and learn someone, then it's never, I don't feel like it's ever going to work.
File free.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's my fault. Go ahead.
You know, and you can align with people, HBC, like I've seen that in there, but you can align with people, but it's still your experience and your life experiences are different. And you have to, you have to come to an understanding and be willing to work with people through whatever it is that they've experienced in life so you can be in alignment, be on the same playing field, so that you guys can have a productive and positive and healthy relationship.
The thing is, Rosie, when I hear that alignment thing, right, we was in a room with Rico earlier, and we were talking about basically sexual attraction. And the thing is, a lot of people will manipulate you to get what they want, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think that discernment is needed And do you think discernment really works if people are really master manipulators?
Yes, you have to have discernment with people because not everybody is good for you. Not everybody has the best intentions for your life. You know, some people do just come in to get what it is that they need, drain you, take from you. But you do have to have discernment when it comes to people and know when to step away, when to let go, when to push forward and when not to. Like, discernment is very necessary because I feel like that's how people get stuck in bad situations and in situations that's not healthy for them.
Just a minute. So I feel when it comes down to discernment, man, I mean, what more can you really do? Are you going to go talk to family members? What if they don't get along with their family member? Is that a red flag or not? Do you go talk to their friends and all those things like that? You never know how to deal with discernment until, like, really people show their ugly face. That's how I feel about that. Give us a second. We're going to come right back. Oh shit, audio is tripping. Right now I'm doing an interview with Rosie and then we're going to jump right back to we're going to pull people up to have the conversation. Okay, my audio is tripping. Gotta fix it. Okay, so all right, my internet's tripping. Okay, anyway, so like I said, with discernment is hard. I mean, sometimes you hope you bump into people that really understand you. Yes, sometimes some people compliment you, but at the same time, they could be showing a different face. You can never learn. Give us one thing that we don't know about you, Rosie, on Clubhouse.
One thing you don't know about me? I don't know.
I got one thing they probably don't know about you. They don't know that you were married when you was on Clubhouse.
Yes, I was. I was married. I've gone through a lot. I've been through a lot of situations, and I don't like to talk about a lot of the things I've gone through, but I've been through some very tough situations, abuse and things like that, you know. I've had a very traumatic life experience, but I try not to let that define who I am, and I try to be a better person. So right now I'm just, you know, I'm a mom. I have two children. I work a lot. I do this podcasting thing, and I just try to be positive, you know. I know a lot of people don't think that I talk much, but once you get to, I'm very quiet when I don't know people, but when you get to know me, I like to joke around. I'm a really goofy person. I like to enjoy myself and have fun. So I talk a lot of mess, you know, to people that I'm close with. And my mouth is a little trash sometimes.
Rosie has a podcast.
Black car slide, window down flow, eyes on the target, let the heavy drum roll.
It's called After Dark. Right,
never trust a smile, every deal could choke.
It's called After Hours, Let's Talk.
Power in my veins like a storm in the rain. Legends in the grave, I still carry that name. Slide chose me and I played a game. Bang, bang, hear the streets go out, gang signs in the air. I was born hostile. Dark soul, heavy crown on my head. Trap king in the night, lead the enemy dead. Pictures in the dark. What's in the dark? Terror I can't hide. They're walking by my side. No mercy, no peace.
All right. We are back. We are back. So now I want to know if you're open up to having a little Q&A with the people that's in the audience right now. Are you up to that, Rosie? Let's open up the stage.
Yeah. Come on.
My boy Animal is in the house. My support system, my brother from another. Come on up, though.
The Animal.
Stage is open. Stage is open.
There we go. I'm at work, gang.
Oh, you're at work. Okay, no problem. Come up, HBIC. Aya. If you got any questions for Rosie, we would like to hear them now. You're so rude. Why are you being so rude? Carter, what's going on? Another brother from another mother. Yes, ma'am. Yes. So basically, we just did an interview with Rosie, and right now I'm opening up the Q&A part of it. If y'all have any questions for Rosie and her podcast, you can hit her up. Hit that link up there, please. Thank subscribe. You. And like I said, the 400 Club Rooftop Talk is on all podcast or all platforms at the same time too, and even on YouTube. And if you want to have your character on my podcast, as I have my AI twin up there, because that's what I'm into now. I know that's where the money at. You can hit me in the back channel, and we can discuss prices and what you have to offer. What you bring to the table and what I bring to the table, we can just we can handle those things right now. Handle that things from there. Just let me know what you want to do. Yes, my boy Conte, you can slide up here. That sounds nasty. Your mind is in the gutter. And the title is A Day with Rosie. That's my sister. We started in the 400 Club Rooftop Talk. When I seen Rosie in my, this is back in the days when you had the clubs and then you had the houses, and Rosie was sitting in we was in a lounge. It was content us. We was planning in a room and stuff like that, getting our people together. And I seen Rosie sitting down in the bleachers. Under the bleachers, like, I'm really on top. That's crazy. I seen Rosie at the bottom of the lounge. Y'all remember that time in Clubhouse? And I said, Rosie, come on up. Like, who are you? And she spoke with a little soft voice. And from then, she been rocking out with me through the thick and thin. Trials and tribulations dealing with 400 Club Rooftop Talk. And so I wanted to bring her on to my podcast, my audio podcast, so she can basically promote and talk about the things that she has going on with her podcast. Yes, I was one of the people that told, yo, Rosie, you can do it. Open up a podcast. You have a life. You have a story. People would like to hear your story. You went through some things. People don't know that even on Clubhouse, you was going through a whole lot of things when it came down to your home situation with your significant other and everything. Like I said, she was married. If y'all don't know, she was married. She is Muslim. She was married. And when we were having these discussions on relationships, Rosie kept quiet a lot of the times. And I don't know if she probably took some advice from some people. I don't know if most of the advice that people were giving would have been conducive to her life, but she did sit through all of it, but she was going through some things emotionally and mentally. And I have to give my rounds of applause to Rosie for even sticking to it with us at that same time. To Rosie, is anything that you want to shoot out there, your IG, anything?
No, I have the After Hours Let's Talk. It's on all platforms as well, so you can find it on all the podcast platforms. I'm still getting it built up, so I'm working on it, getting everything that I need to make it a little bigger, go live, do a video. Right now it's just audio. But yeah, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm going through things. I don't like to give advice or talk about things when I haven't figured out things, you know, on my own. For myself, you know, so I'm going through things. I don't feel like I'm the best person to give advice in those moments when I'm dealing with things, you know, until I've come to a resolution that would be helpful to people. So the last thing I want to do is give advice to people and it'd be bad advice or, you know, things like that. And I don't know what I'm talking about. So, but yeah.
So someone has asked you, what is your field?
What is my field?
Yeah, she said, this is our relationship gossip, etc. What is your field? I wish you could come and slide up here. You don't have to if you want to, but if you want to answer a question in the chat, you can go ahead and answer that question.
I'm not in the field. I'm not a therapist or anything like that. It's just my life experiences and the things that I've experienced and the things that I've been able to do and find help and things like that to help me get through life, you know, in a more positive way. So I like to share those things with people because a lot of times, a lot of people don't know where to go, where to look for, where to start, you know. So I try to let people know, like, hey, you can start here. This is what I did. It may be of help to you. It may not be. I definitely like to look into things that personalize your situation so that it's most beneficial to you. So I found a lot of places and outlets that talk to you on a personal level so that you get the best result to help you through whatever it is that you're going through.
I hope that answered your question. AC, how's it going? My boy Rico then joins us at the same time too. Yes, I'm interviewing Rosie. And at the same time, the title is Why Do Women Come Back After
Hola.
Yes, HBIC self-help podcast.
Hey Rosie, definitely. I haven't seen you in a grip.
Hi, Breezy.
Hola.
Let me remind you, this is a podcast, and I literally take this material and I pass it off and I spread it across all platforms. I just want you to remind yourself that I know all rooms that we have, people just go and they just talk. But right now this is about Rosie. And I want y'all to be able to have a Q&A with Rosie. Like I said, she has a podcast herself coming from the Clubhouse platform. And if you click that link up there, how to be most productive and effective with Alan Lazaros. That's one of her interviews. Rosie, how many interviews do you have?
I have about 40 interviews right now.
Wow, that is impressive.
You've been working, Rosie.
She sure has.
So I listened to you explain when it comes, this is what I hear, when it comes to your personal advice from your life, you prefer not to give that because you stated, I don't like to give advice when I'm going through something. So my first question was going to be, well, in marriage, doesn't marriage give you more time to become confident in the things that you go through? So even when things hit the fan, it should have been other experiences that you gain confidence in so you can still give that advice. So then I was listening. Now you got to follow me. But when it comes to personalize somebody else's life, you prefer to give that advice to somebody else. And to me, that falls under, it's easy to give somebody advice on their life because you're not in their shoes. But when it comes to your personal life, that's where you kind of fall back because, hey, I'm going through something. So if you can kind of break down, if you've thought about this, there's two ways to give advice and why you've chose to go the route that you've taken.
So no, I don't give advice on people's personal life. What I said, when I'm going through the situation, whatever I'm going through in the moment, because there has been no solution I'm going through and I'm still trying to figure it out, I don't really have advice to give in the moment because I'm trying to figure it out. So when I have figured out and I've worked through whatever it is I'm going through, then I'm able to give advice on that personal situation that I've gone through. I just don't like to give it in the moment because I don't know what I'm doing right now. So I don't have nothing to say. I can't give somebody advice on what I'm going through and I haven't figured it out yet or I haven't come to a solution. But what I said as far as people, I said I've interviewed people and I try to advise people when they're looking for help, you know, to try to find places that personalize their situation so that they can get the best help possible that would help them, you know, on their personal level. Because there's a lot of places out there that do a lot of, you know, basic, you know, standard things that they think is going to help people. Because they put everybody in the same box, like do this, 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 and that, and then this is going to help you. But it's not helping them on a personal level because they're not talking to them to figure out what's really going on with them to help them. So I found a lot of outlets that personalized the help that they gave me to me
and it gave me the best outcome. So I advise people to find places like that.
Thank you for answering my question. And my last question is towards the first part of this. So when you're going through in your life, does it make you question everything that your relationship have been through? Or is it the circumstance at the time that you're questioning and then you hold off on the advice?
Yeah, so it's the circumstance at that time, especially if it's something that I have never experienced before. So if it's something I've dealt with before, I have a better grip on what I need to do. But if it's something that I've never experienced before, then I hold off because this is something I'm figuring out in the moment.
Okay, so I have a question, Rosie. Why do women go back to somebody that has, in your personal opinion, somebody that has did them wrong? Like, what do you think?
I did answer this earlier when we started. For me, my personal thing, because I can only speak for myself, I've gone back to people, you know, because I have a lot of faith in people and I see things in people. And when I love somebody, I want to see them do well. I want to see things work out for them. So, and I feel like we go back to people, you know, as women, because we'd rather deal with the thing that we know than to have to start over, figure it all out again, and then possibly end up with somebody that's worse, you know? And being comfortable, we have a sense of comfortability with the person that we're with. And when you love somebody, you want to be with that person. You want it to work out. So you give chance after chance because you want that to happen. You want to see greatness. You want to be great with that person.
Second question, before I let you go, and I thank you for answering my first. Do you think that it is a person operating in the spirit of fear?
You said, do I think we're operating in the spirit of fear?
Yeah, so when you take somebody back because you're the devil that...
No.
Operating in the spirit of fear.
I do think that we operate in the spirit of fear a lot of times, you know, the devil that you know, but also the fear of being alone, not being able to find someone, you know, as well. I think as women, we want a companion. We want someone to spend our lives with. We don't want to be lonely. Mm-hmm. And so there's that sense of fear as well.
Can I answer?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, it's been a nice little interview and everything. I appreciate you for sliding out, you know. Go. Every morning I advance. I was born for heavy pressure. I don't crumble like that. I move like a monkey. Never take a loss. Go check Rose in the Foreigner Club. Who from the Foreigner Club rooftop talk? He has her own podcast now. Hit that link at the top and please subscribe to her channel. We appreciate you, Rosie. And I'm going to end this room. I appreciate y'all for coming out. I might open up something else just to have a conversation. And bye.
Now they watch me from a distance while pretending they don't care. But my glow is undeniable. I put power.